GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Just sent a text message to Brett Baber of Lennon Blackwell and Baber, our partner in Legal Briefs, George, in case he wants to dial in with any insight as we talk about the sentencing of Julio Carrillo, 55-year prison sentence for his part in the abusive death murder of Marissa Kennedy in Stockton Springs last year. 1-800-966-1039. I was teaching a gym class yesterday when the news of the sentence came down and came in on my watch. So I shared it with the class. Oh, Julio Carrillo got 55 years. Everyone just fell quiet. And since we were a pretty tight group, I said, it's just us. Go ahead. What are your thoughts? And the majority thought was 55 years wasn't long enough.
Yeah, I'm sure that that was the general feeling that most everybody had. 55 years for murdering a girl in this abuse case that had many twists and turns and is still not done because there's still one trial to go.
Well, can I ask you, maybe I missed something while I was away. We know that the attorneys for co-defendant Sharon Carrillo, the wife.
Yes.
Her attorneys asked a judge to drop the charges against her after Julio Carrillo pleaded guilty. And I hadn't heard, I hadn't seen any action on that request. Maybe some action had been made on that request. I hadn't seen it.
All I know is the state is planning to take her to trial in December.
Yeah.
And she wanted to be in court yesterday. No, that was denied. No statement was read. I guess it was impounded by the judge.
And so her attorney came to the sentencing of Julio Carrillo yesterday, wanted to speak. The judge said no, but this written testimony was given to the judge. Maybe that's a wise move, considering the wheels of justice still haven't turned for Sharon Carrillo.
Well, yes, that's true. Defense attorney is Derek Banda. You were familiar with that name?
Derek Banda, actually, I don't know if this is disclosure or anything, but I consider him an acquaintance, maybe more of a friend. We've competed in a Tough Mudder, if you've heard of the Tough Mudder.
Yep.
5 years ago, he was on our team, and I followed him ever since. The guy is an outstanding defense attorney.
Oh, yeah.
He really works hard and quite successfully for his clients. And in hearing the coverage yesterday, when I heard his voice, I said, that's Derek. And then he pops up on the screen. I'm not surprised.
Well, his point was that Julio Carrillo has taken responsibility and was open. Now, he was the defense attorney in the case. And we'll get into that, I'm sure. Everybody was referring to the case of Shauna Gatto, who was sentenced in June to 50 years in prison.
And Shauna Gatto was the woman who was watching her boyfriend's granddaughter,
yeah,
Kendall Chick. This was I don't have the notes in front of me, Wiscasset, I want to say. And
that was, the girl was the fiance's granddaughter.
Yep.
She was 4 years old.
Exactly. And so these are the two cases that then caused, okay, Marissa Kennedy is one thing. Okay, Kendall Chick, all right. Now we need to take a serious look at the way we are as a state watching children in child custody and in state care, if you will.
It certainly opened up the door to scrutiny of Maine's Child Protective Services.
Our question of the day is, will Julio Carrillo's plea and 55-year prison sentence help stem child abuse in Maine? It's kind of a question that's 5 miles up looking down here. There are a lot of questions we could ask, but that's the question we ask you at 1-800-966-1039. If you got a text you want to send us, do so carefully into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. And you can always send an email to us.
You've got mail.
Into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Before people call, and you brought it up this morning before we came on the air, let's talk about those that want death penalty or, say, parole, and let's dig into what good time is as well.
Well, basically, he got a life sentence with 55 years because he's over 50 years old. But Maine does not have a parole system. Hasn't had one for about 40 years. I read a story yesterday that I don't know if the parole board is finally out, but there were four people left under the parole system a number of years ago. That's gone. There's no such thing as parole in Maine. There's commutation in Maine, mm-hmm. and the governors can pardon, but there's no such thing as life without parole. Mm-hmm. There is no parole.
But there is what's called good time. If you get inside, you don't have a life sentence. At least this is the way that I read it this morning on our notes. If you get inside, you didn't have a life sentence. Say you're Julio Carrillo. You got 55 years now, okay? If you keep your head down, if you don't cause trouble, you can earn what's called good time. And then a couple of years can be shaved off your sentence. I guess, I don't know. I've never been on the inside. This is a question for those inside the system. If Julio Carrillo really kept his head down, and sidebar, he'd better. We'll talk about that in a moment. If he really kept his head down, it is possible that he could shave enough off his life sentence, off his 55-year sentence, that he could get out.
When he's 99?
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Will Julio Carrillo's plea and 55-year prison sentence help stem child abuse in Maine? What are you thinking?
I'm really not sure about that. There's a lot going on in the state right now, especially with DHHS, all of their scrutiny that they've been going through with this. I don't think the caseworkers can really do their job the way that everything is being put on them. It just doesn't work out for them. You know, I personally, I've seen situations like this. I have a family, two young girls in the family right now who are in state care because of a situation not quite similar, but, you know, neglectful parents. And I feel like they're really laxed on it. I understand wanting to get the kids back to the parents, to the family, but there's a point when someone's just going to say, you know, kids need to be taken care of. You know, they've got to be taught how to be the adults that we want in this state, and that's not happening.
1-800-966-1039. Some of the text messages coming in. This person writes to us, and maybe it's a rhetorical question, George. What do you think should happen to his wife?
It doesn't matter what we think. The case is going to go through the legal procedures. I know what the defense is going to say. Mm-hmm. We that's been already pretty much public. They're going to claim that she was also abused.
If it's just you and me talking here, because no one else listens this early in the morning to us. No one listens to us anyway. Yeah. But the sentiment that I have heard from others, and I can't say that I disagree with it, is I look at Sharon Carrillo, and while she may have been complicit in silence, while she may have been complicit perhaps in raising her hand to Marissa Kennedy, I don't know. That will all come out in December, perhaps. I've just seen so many cases in my reporting career of women who have been raised in a certain way that are dependent. They fall dependent in relationships with people who exert their power over them. And then they get drawn into situations that, honestly, they're trapped. I don't know if Sharon Carrillo is one of those people, but I think that description right there is a lot of what we'll hear from the defense in December if this comes to trial. Maybe I'm off the mark on that. I'm not an attorney.
Well, I don't want to say anything, so we have to testify.
I don't think they're going to call us.
Call us.
I don't think Derek's not Sharon Carrillo's attorney.
All right.
Caller, hang on. We'll get to you in a
Sharon
moment.
Sharon Carrillo, who is 34, I think there's going to be a question of her mental capacity. I think that's going to come in. This is layman talking now. These are not lawyers. Lawyers are going to do their thing. Her mental capacity. She's already claimed in court documents that both she and her daughter were abused. Prosecutors have said they're going to take her to trial in December because she had a role in the girl's death. Now, they're not saying anything at this point. They're playing it very close to the vest, as they should. They have to pick a jury. They have to get 12 people to come in there. Now, unless there's a plea, which apparently there's not.
Well, honestly,
here's the key. Does Julio testify at his wife's trial?
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Will Julio Carrillo's plea and 55-year prison sentence help stem child abuse in Maine? What are you thinking?
Well, philosophically, that couple should never have had any children. unhealthy couples should not have children. We need to, they need to go to Planned Parenthood.
Who are you to judge who is who are you to judge who's a healthy couple and who's not a healthy couple? Wow. Yeah. Erica writes into us into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. I think the two situations woke up the state slightly, but I haven't seen too much on what DHHS is actually doing to fix their broken system. Sadly, we live in an evil world. I know there's a response to this. Give us just a second.
Yeah.
Sadly, we live in an evil world and people harm children. Said people will have their judgment day with their maker. However, as far as I'm concerned on Earth, we need the death penalty. Erica, we understand that. A lot of others have that same sentiment.
Maine does not have a death penalty and not likely to have one in the near future. That, you know, it always comes on, we should have, we ought to have, we don't have. And the death penalty was thrown out of Maine. It's been tried in the legislature a number of times and has failed every time. By the way, Sharon Carrillo tried to make a statement, as we said, and it was impounded. Also, the judge denied a request for Sharon Carrillo to be in the sentencing phase yesterday and watch it and make a verbal statement. And her lawyer was not allowed to address the court. This is going to be, and we talked to Brett Baber and Steve later on at some point. This is going to be an interesting, if it's sad, but interesting trial.
Caller, will Julio Carrillo's plea and 55-year prison sentence help stem child abuse in Maine? What are you thinking?
No, not a chance. It's our society nowadays. Children don't mean a whole lot in a world where they kill babies and abortion is free and we don't have any meaning in life. And I'm a physician. My brother is a social worker in Maine, and I can tell you that DHHS is caustic. And it's not only that they don't do their job on that side of things. What do you think happens to the marginalized kids of drug parents? Where do you think they go? It's called child trafficking. And maybe we ought to do a radio show on that.
1-800-966-1039, our phone number. Caller, GHRT here. Will Julio Carrillo's plea and 55-year prison sentence help stem child abuse in Maine? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking this, Rick. What happened to the days for eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth? I mean, this man's going to be fed 3 square meals a day. He gets a warm cot. It's warm in the wintertime. He doesn't have to worry about feeding the wood stove. This poor little angel is gone off the face of the earth. We need to start making examples of these monsters, because if we don't, these monsters are going to start growing. I love you guys. Keep it going.
Let's have a quiet conversation in the final moments of this segment about what happens to a child abuser in prison.
Well, yeah, we've kind of looked at each other, and the prison official is going to have a problem, and he's going to have a problem. There's kind of a jailhouse justice system that works.
Especially for child abusers, because so many inside were abused as children.
I don't know how they're going to put him into the general population at all. Now, we're not prison people. We're not lawyers. We're not state officials. But I don't know how they can let him go into the general population.
Yeah, we're not any of those people, but we're not saying anything that a lot of people aren't already thinking.
Absolutely.
When we come back, your phone call on the PDQ door telephone line on our WVOMFM.com question of the day. Okay, we're talking a lot about parole and life sentences and capital punishment, but here's the real question. Will Julio Carrillo's plea and 55-year prison sentence stem child abuse in Maine? This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.